Parshas Bamidbar.
So in Parshas Bamidbar we have the counting of Klal Yisrael, right? Seus Rosh Kol Das Medisol Yisrael Bechoyz Blevesoy Yisrael Bimispar Shemoyz Kol Zohar Legul Golayisam. So Klal Yisrael is counted. So Rashi already says here, Alidei Shkolim Bekal Golgolot, that you can't count Klal Yisrael, because you know that's a Yisrael, right? The Gemara Yuma says it's perhaps one Yisrael, two Lavim to count. And there is Negev, there is some kind of a plague when you count people. So how can you count? So Rashi says, that each and every one gave shkolim. But the problem is, the first of all, in the pasuk is a mashma. Is mashma ligulgolos, be counted what's a head count, not bekalagulgolos. That's first of all. And the Netziv already asks also, first of all, shkolim. Shkolim were given to the Adonim to build the Beis HaMikdash. That was the first year. Then afterwards, the shkolim were only given for the korbanos, Trumas Alishka. And here, it's talking about the Trumas Alishka is given before Nisan. Here we are talking in the Rosh Chodesh year. So how can you have Bechlal the Machetz HaShekel? And number three is Masha did in the middle, but they didn't give Bechlal Machetz HaShekel. So Shitas of the Gurari in Shmois is that not like Rashi Shita, that the idea of the Machetz HaShekel is such that you count an indirect counting. Like the Gemara says, that by Shol they counted with each one gave a little piece of clay and they counted clay pieces. Or they count, like the Mishnah says, with the thumbs. According to Rashi, you count the shkolim. The Gemara says no, because in Mashmah there's a mitzvah machtes a shekel. There's not an indirect count. So Rashi, the Gemara Shita is that indeed you count, and you're allowed to count, as long as letzorech, you're allowed to count. But machtis, if you count without the machtis shekel, there is such a thing as a plague in Zimidas Adin. However, if you had the machtis shekel, that's a kapora that allows you to be counted. So two things. First of all, why is the machtis shekel a kapora? Right? To davka for the Indian of counting. Why davka machtis shekel? And the second thing is that the chore is also a mashma here. Because here, they give, according to the Netziv, only once they gave the past year. So lechoyra, that machtes shekel that they gave for Binyan HaMishkan cannot be a kapora legurguloisam. So the question is mashma the legurguloisam? The idea is that they were counted by head counts, and lechoyra, the shkolim did not help like the maral. So you have to understand, well, according to the maral, how does it help? And the truth is, men restrain him hold. And the Netziv brings on the maral, b'midektaki, here you don't need legurguloisam, you don't need a machtes shekel. Ligurgaloisam is enough. You could count them by head. Because it's mashma with the pasuk, and it's mashma that the shkolim that they gave the previous year won't help for now. Because in the first year when they give to Binyan HaMishkan, that machtes shekel helped then, but doesn't help now. Okay? So the question is, what is the pshat going to the moral? And number two, why shouldn't you need a machtes shekel here? Okay? That's the second question. Now, there is a Ramban. The Ramban says that here was a miracle. That the truth is, you had a count here, but then when you have the golem, you count them again, and it's the exact same number, by chance. So says the Ramban by us, and he says that this is a nes. Says the Ramban, kiloi meno, okay, lohidia, Shimimei haminyan, from the first count, what is Rosh Chodesh Yerah, she nisken ha-machonez ve-chan rigdim, until the camps were divided, and they were able to camp, ve-chen so lod nifkan memish, nobody died. It's exactly the same count. Ve-ze ma-insenes, it's a complete great miracle. She-yu esrim yom, 20 days, shalo yomus echad mikolam ha-godle, out of 600,000 people, nobody died in all of 20 days. That in itself is a great miracle. And the truth is, the miracle is even more, because the counting is people from 20 to 60. So it must be that during those 20 days, nobody turned 20, right? Which means that this miracle started from 20 years before, and nobody turned 60. So the miracle is a triple miracle. Nobody died, nobody turned 20, nobody turned 60. So first of all, it's a great miracle. The first question is, what's the purpose of the miracle? Why do you have the number to be the same? To make such a great nes godel? Stam? Why? A good book doesn't nes for nas. And somebody asked in the shiur a great question. The truth is, the nes, according to Ramban, could have been much less. If you wanted to keep the name steady, just make sure that the number between the people who turned 20 and the people who turned 60, the people who died, it's evened out. It's a much lesser of an S, meaning that's a statistical possibility. The idea that nobody died, nobody turned 20, nobody turned 60, in itself as a statistical impossibility, turned it into a statistical possibility. Then the numbers matched. So the question is, what's the purpose of the miracle? And why does Ramban say such a thing, that they made such a convoluted ness? A ness betoch ness betoch ness, instead of doing the simple thing. That's question number two. And then if you go to question number three, is and by the way, also, the question number three will bring you from Rashi. We know that the Machnois, the Brisk Rav says that if you look at the Seder HaMachnois, and the people traveled in the Machnois, so it says in the Pasuk, V'nosa Machne Alevim B'soich HaMachnois, the Machne Levi traveled inside all the Machnois, in the midst of all the Machnois. So Rashi says, which Machne was in the midst? That's Machne B'nei Kehos. That's the Machne B'nei Kehos. So, one second, the Pasuk is telling us only B'nai Kehos, but the truth is B'nai Merari, B'nai Gershon also traveled. They traveled somewhere else. But why does the Pasuk only structure the Klal Yisrael, mean the Machli Yisrael, the four Machli, four camps, and the camp of Kehas, and ignores about the camps of Gershon and Merari? So says the Brisk Rav, the Chiddush of the Pasuk here is not telling you how they traveled. Is to telling you how the structure of Klal Yisrael while they traveled. Because the structure of the Machnis creates alochas. There is Machnis Yisrael, and Machnis Yisrael is if Nimna Kloim has special alochas. All kinds of alochas are revolving around the issue of Machnis Yisrael, Machnis Kehuna, Machnis Leviya. The question is, when they traveled, and the Royal Moed was traveling, did they have a din of Machnis Yisrael? So the Pasuk comes to tell us, Kasher Nosovit, that when they traveled, they had a din of Machnes also. They were different camps. And the Chiddush is that Machan Leviya was there also. And which one was Machan Leviya? Davka B'nei Kehos. B'nei Gershon, Memorari, who didn't carry the Oren, didn't have a din Machan Leviya. So the Pasuk is not telling us how they traveled. The Seder of how they traveled is in Parshas Baloyeskes later. Here he's telling us how the structure of Klal Yisrael was. So the structure of Klal Yisrael are the four Machnois, and Machne Leviya in the midst, in the middle, and that Machne Leviya that we are reckoning is only Machne B'nei Kehos, where the Oren is carried, not anything else. Because that's where Machne Leviya was. That's what Rabbi Shkrov says. All the halachos of Machne Leviya only applied to B'nei Kehos. To the other ones, to Gershon and Merari were carrying, they didn't have a din of Machne Leviya. So this is a din of Machnois. Now, from Rashi is Mashma, and that's a bit Kosorowski's Medaik. From Rashi is Zvochem is Mashma. That Machne Yisrael, even though each one has a position, for that work you needed Machne Leviya Besoichem. You needed the Oren. Because if there is no Oren, there is no Machne Yisrael either. That's where Rashi comes to explain two things. Rashi comes to explain in Zvochem why in the Gilgal they didn't have a din of Machne Yisrael. So says Rashi, why was there no din of Machne Yisrael? Rashi says, the reason was, Kishibol agil kol shekalim necholim b'chol mokum in the Gilgal, because there was no degolim, because they traveled all over Eretz Yisrael, and v'loy sachar niyosom som l'mishkan, and they were not camping around the Mishkan. So you see, they need to be around the Mishkan. And the truth is the same thing also, Bishas Masois, at the time of traveling, the idea is the Kochim Kalim, they are not Nifsal Mitzad Yoitza. Why is not Mitzad Yoitza? Rashi says, because while they're traveling, there is, like B'Skrov says, Kedushas Machne Kehuna, Kedushas Machne Leviya. Why? Because since the Oren is there, so you have Machne Leviya and Machne Kehuna and Machne Yisrael. So you see again that the din of Machne Yisrael is totally in the Ohel Moed. And the question is why? Why is it tall in Oel Moed? So to just summarize, the first question we had, why were they counted according to Mendel Rishonim? And how is Mashal the Psukim? Here they were counting, not like Rashi, without the need for Machzor Shekel. The question is, why not? Number two, why was there such a miracle that the counting and the camping were the same people, even though 20 days apart? Number three, on the camping, as the Pasuk comes to see the structure of Klal Yisrael, always Machne Yisrael, each one had his own position, but his position was while there was the Oren on the oil moed in the midst. If the oil moed is not there, there's no machlis at all. Why is it totally ze bezeh? And just the opposite. It's mashma that only the Levim camped around the Mishkan. Because by the Levim says, a Levim, the Priskrov is Medak, not the Priskrov, Yachnu Soviv Levishkan Eidus. Their camping was around the Mishkan, so he did it in the Mishkan. But by Klaus, it doesn't say the Machne Yisrael was Soviv Levishkan, it says in the Posuk, Ish al Machaneu, Vish al Digloi. So if it's the Machne Yisrael la Mishkan, I'm saying in the Mishkan. But if the Machne Yisrael is on Ish Machaneu, Ish on his place, why is there a condition at night that it should be a Oel Moed? That doesn't make any sense. That's both sorts of concussion. So the question is, why do you need the oil moed to have in between, to create machnesor, if the machnesor is not solvable Mishkan Eidos, like it says by the Levim? To answer these three questions, I would like to focus on something a little different. It says in the Mach, in the Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma says the following, the beginning of our parsha. Yishal digloi, yishal machaneyu, vishal digloi. Hivyanyal b'isayayin. Mau hivyanyal b'isayayin, kiven shenigla kudosh buch al har Sinai, when there was gilui ashkina, yordu imo chof b'is elef machnivois malochim. 22,000 malochim came with the kudosh buchu, shenemar, the roichev rechev loikim ribo isaim alfi shinam, and the pasuk says vayu asuim the golim the golim, and those machanes of the malachim were in camps like that golim. Lekach neemar dol gur mervova, kevan shero israel shev asuim the golim ischil b'safin the golim. They started yearning to become the golim. Omru levaisham nasim the golim. We want to be in camps in the same way that the malachim in camps. לכך נאמר ויעס אל ביס היין, אל ביס היין זה סיני, ששם נתנתוי ראשינים של היין. And that's what the Apostle says, ודיגלוי אולי אהבו. אומרו הלוואי הוא מגדיל אולי אהבו, by creating the golem. Why were Klal Yisrael, first of all, why did Malachim came in form of the golem? And most important also, why did Klal Yisrael have a taiva to become like the golem? And the Medrash Tanchuma before says the word ודיגלוי, where it says the pasuk v'digloi olay ahava, v'digloi olay ahava b'gimatria memtes, and says v'lamdinu misham toira shididreshes b'memtes ponim toher b'memtes ponim toher. So the 49 as kineged word v'digloi. What does it have to do with memtes ponim toher toher? So Rabbeinu Bechayi, and that's Mashal Rabbeinu Bechayi, is the following. What does it mean that the malachim came as the golem? First of all, what does a malach mean? A malach means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself. But there is a specific facet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's megale in a very precise, defined way. That's the malach. Malach is the one who doesn't have any desire of his own. He's single-minded, single-focused. Because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale himself in a very narrow way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale himself through the malachim, because every force, every facet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu individually can act, and that's what the Malach is all about. It's what's called the very focused beam revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with 22,000 Malachim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself through a mosaic. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents himself. That mosaic is the Malachim. It's the sum total of all the little beams. So when Klal Yisrael, so that's why the Malachim were camping. Why camped? Because camped is each one each inside, says the Rebbe Bechai, because each midah, there is chesed on the right, din on the left, because each one represented a facet, a perspective of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself through the sum total of Malachim. So Klal Yisrael saw that the Malachim are a revelation, a reflection of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, "Ve'alvai v'niyeh kemoisem." We want also to be part of the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one of us individually. We want to each one of us reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu separately, like each Malach does. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reveal to us, but reveal through us individually. And each one of us should be like a Malach, creating that mosaic, which is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the representation of the Malachim. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the golem. that we became the representation at the Meida Vanikel, the Gilev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'olamoi, in each one of us. Like a Malach is Megale something of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that nobody else can be Megale. And that's why the Golem had oasis, had signs. And the signs was, the signs were, according to Rabbeinu Bechai, the signs of Kisya Kovet. V'adegel Ephraim, Tzubdegel Yehuda was a Tzuras Aryeh, there was a lion. And there was Degel Reuven, Tzuras Odom, of the Kisya, Remez Ladodoyim. Degel Ephraim was the shore. And Degel Dan, Tzuras Nasher, the four animals of Kisya Kovet. Because each one was Megala Kodesh Bukhu their own way. So that's why Kali saw, we thrive, saw our differences. Because the reason why there is not one monolithic Klal Yisrael, because each one of us like a Malach, that's Megala, different facets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I Megala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not what you Megala. Says the Sfasemes, that's why it says Ligul Geloisam, it's a head count. Because the head is how we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way that we reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a different facet, each one individually, how we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also individual and different. That's why it's Ligul Geloisam, it's a head count. Because every head sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu differently. Ligul Goloisam. So says the Fasemes, that is what it means. Says Ligul Goloisam, Lisvunosi ein Mispar. Says the Zoyar, Noida Bashorim Baila, Kolchad Lefum Shurim Deliba. Each person according to how his heart understands. And he says what it is that Adam, the same way, Shekulam Nitwo, Evein Partsufeim Shoves, Keshem Shim Partsufeim. שזה דומה, כך אין דייתו שזה כדייתו של זה. וכל אחד מספר ובחינה אחרת, each one perceived כשבו הוא דיפרני. וזה לתבונו עושה עם מספר. בזה המיניין, כל אחד עשו מייך משלחים אליו, each one got his own perception. וזה לגלגולויסם לבייס אבויסם. And his head count לבייס אבויסם, because that תכונה you pass to your children. That's why you have in class, so it's not monolithic. Some people are Hasidim, some people are Misnagdim. Some people understand Kodesh Baruch Hu one way, some people understand the other way. And we say, 1 second, how can that be? That's it, because each one is Megal, a different festival of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the concept of the Golem. So you can understand how very Givaldic. We asked, how can you count Klal Yisrael? The idea of not counting, says the Yaros Vash, the Rabbi Snipeshit says it, and the truth is the Malbim says it also, is because if you count a person, you're making it into the individual. But that, if you make him an individual, that's the ultimate kitruv. The ultimate kitruv is when you're not part of Klal Yisrael. But there is a counting that you make me part of a bigger whole. The counting to be part of that golem, it tells you that my individuality is because by my individuality I can create a mosaic. My individuality as a part of the mosaic, that is no ketzef, because that's not an individuality to separate from the klal, but to make the klal. This was shown that the counting was exactly the same one that was by the machnas, by the golem, because the counting was to make the golem. So Mimirat was a miracle, because if I would be counted as individuals, that's a ketzef. The reason why machz is a shekel, the idea of machz is a shekel, is that you create korban tzibur, and each one is a half, to show you that you're not counted as individuals, you're part of the klal, but counting as part of that golem in itself is like a machzis a shekel. That's why it's here, it didn't need a machzis a shekel. So the Malbim, the Vachakot, the Netziv is right. In this case, we don't need it, because my counting is to make me part of that golem, which my individuality is to make the klal. The klal is not that subsumed the individuals, the klal is a mosaic of individuals. Each individual is megale, kodesh boch, a very different and separate form. So Mimele couldn't understand why there was a miracle. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show you that the counting is only if you make part of that golem. So we asked the question, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make some people die and some people be alive, and that is okay? Because that wouldn't work. If the person who was counted died and somebody else took his place, so his counting was as an individual, not as the mosaic, that violated the counting. So therefore, the people who were counted had to be part of that golem. And that golem are the people who were counted. So therefore, nobody could die, nobody could turn 20, nobody could turn 60. Because that is the counting. The individuality is like the malach, that each individual malach presents a Kodesh Baruch Hu in a different way, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the sum total of all. So you see that the gilui a Kodesh Baruch Hu be'olamui is this idea, that each person has his own mokim. As we said, Sfiras Ayim is the counting of the Zman, how Zman becomes Zman, that there's the preparation and the process. But each one has a mokim. What am I developing in the process? And each mokum is individual. Each mokum is individual, that we are in essence irreplaceable. Because who we are is only us, and nobody else can take our places. We are the individuals that make the klal. We merely could understand, we asked the question also, why do we have to be around the Mishkan? Because the idea of that golem is a revelation of the Mishkan. So even though the halacha is that you have to be around the Mishkan, but the Mishkan has to be there. Because the whole idea and the greatness of the Machnes on that golem is that we are kibiyochol emanating, irradiating the Mishkan. We merely could send lotion to golem. The golem says the Radak, the golem is on Gilui. It's Megale. Degel is something that's Megale. The flag is something that's Megale to Arba Kanfis Oretz. Dalev, that's Dogel. That's Degel. Because the Degel is a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu illuminated in the world of Ribui. To show how each one of us in this Megale individually HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a lot of the Gilui. And that's why the Pasuk says, Ayuma Kanit Goles. We are fearful like the golem. Because Klal Yisrael, you realize that we are not individuals. We are part of a much greater revelation of something above. And that's the concept of Ayuma Kanit Goles. And that's why we read the golem before Shavuos. The halacha is that we read Parshas Bechukosai, but Tosfos says already that even though we read Parshas Bechukosai before Shavuos, there is a condition that it has to be Parshas Bamidbar before. And it's interesting that in this year, Parshas Bamidbar never, this is one of the unique years, that Parshas Bamidbar is not the Shabbos before Shavuos, but 2 weeks before Shavuos. And the question is why? It's very interesting. When that happens, at least in this year and last year, Shabbos before Shavuos is Beis Sivan. Beis Sivan is called Yom HaMiyuchas. It shows the Ichusim of Klal Yisrael, because that's the day that Kodesh Baruch Hu told us, Atem Tim Yuli Mamleches Kohanim VeKodesh. Is the same idea. The yichus of Klal Yisrael is the shaychus, is individual shaychus in the Gilui. So the same idea of Parshas Bamidbar you have with Yom HaMiyuchas. So Yom HaMiyuchas is the reinforcing the idea of Parshas Bamidbar, but it's one idea only. So it understands that according to Tosfos, Tosfos says, Oish Parshas Bamidbar has before Shavuos. Ali Choyra, there is a year like this year that you don't have. In that kind of a year, you have Yom HaYuchas in the Shabbos before Shavuos. And that gives the same idea. So the chidush here is that all of us are Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu individually. And therefore, you have a situation that if not for us, that Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never come. So the chidush is that the mokum of us is irreplaceable, and we are a yochid within a klal. It's not a klal that subsumes a yochid. It's the yochid, the sum total of the yochid, you make a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, exactly like the malachim, that one malach cannot replace the other.